There is a card in Yost Sayet's wallet that looks a lot like a typical health insurance card.
It has my name, it has the group membership or policy number.
Sayet is head of Chemo International. It's a Canadian-owned company with about 35 employees in Miami. They export raw materials for paints and coatings, and they do a lot of business in the Caribbean. Part of Sayet's job is picking out health insurance for his company. Even though the plan he's chosen comes with a card that looks like a normal insurance card, what he offers his doctor is not normal insurance.
It's called reference-based payment of the services.
Reference-based payment, or reference pricing. So let's back up a second. Traditional health insurance companies negotiate rates with hospital systems and doctors. They sell a range of plans that are more or less expensive, partly depending on the network of providers and how they've worked out those deals. But those deals between insurers and providers are secret. The employer can't know ahead of time how those costs were negotiated. This drives Sayet crazy.
I don't know of any business that works that way, except for this one.
With reference pricing, the costs are transparent and there isn't really a network. The payment for any given procedure refers back to whatever Medicare would pay and adds 30%. For example, in South Florida, Medicare pays about $230 for a screening colonoscopy, so the plan Sayet uses for his company would pay about $300. The same price for the same procedure, no matter the hospital or doctor.
Medicare is just a really easy metric to work off of.
Gran LeCompte sells insurance with Sable Benefits in Fort Lauderdale. Medicare is a federal program. Unlike private insurance, what Medicare pays out is public information and standardized within a market. So reference plans use the Medicare rate as a benchmark and pad it a little more to entice doctors to accept it.
They figure if they can pay you Medicare and add 30% to it, that should be a healthy profit for the hospital, as well as cover the costs and the doctors and everything else.
When Sayet came to him asking about reference pricing a couple of years ago, LeCompte hadn't heard of it before. It took him 2 years to even find a plan that could cover a small company in Florida like Chemo International. And when they did finally make the switch, what they were doing was so new, clinics and hospitals hadn't heard of it either.
You go to a hospital and the first answer is always, no, we don't take it. So, we had to educate the employees to be like, I understand you don't know what it is, but that doesn't mean you don't take it.
Chemo International's employees are now trained to ask the billing departments and office managers to call the hotline on the back of the card. From there, the plan and the provider figure out how much the provider gets paid. And if it's not an emergency, the provider can take it or leave it.
In the first year, everybody who initially said no ended up taking it.
So far, the places I've been to, they've been able to accept it.
Jose Sanchez is one of the Chemo International employees who's been using the plan. He started treatment for a bladder tumor in February, but not without obstacles. He's been getting bills above what the plan has agreed to.
Well, I'm worried about if this thing is not paid, that it's going to be sent to the credit bureau.
And this is one of the big criticisms of reference pricing. Patients are exposed to more financial risk. Dr. Caroline Mortensen studies healthcare policy and economics at the University of Miami.
So if the provider accepts that price but says, that's what we'll take from the insurer, but we want more from the consumer, you're leaving the consumer at risk for higher payments and sometimes uncertain payments.
Even if it's not an emergency, it's hard for a sick patient to know exactly what they'll need ahead of time. That complicates the search for a doctor who will accept the reference price. And without one of those secret negotiated contracts, there's nothing on paper to stop a hospital from billing a patient the full charge in an emergency. The reference plan for Chemo International includes a service that will negotiate bills afterwards. As in Sanchez's case, that can take a while and be an anxious waiting period for the patient. The plan also offers legal services as part of the benefits package. Worst case scenario, says LeCompte.
The nuclear end stop is lawyers that work for the plan will just say, fine, we'll see you in court and we're going to uncover all of these grossly out of whack costs and we're going to make it all public record. Nobody wants that to get out. So they usually end up reaching a settlement.
This kind of health coverage requires more work for primary care, too. Whenever he needs to see his doctor, Sayet budgets extra time for the inevitable phone calls.
At least 20 minutes, three times afterwards, trying to figure out the billing.
But reference pricing can save companies a lot of money. Steve Kelly is CEO of ELAP Services, which sells reference-based healthcare plans across the country.
You can often see a reduction in spending year over year by 20 to 30%. It's not uncommon to see those kind of impacts.
His company covers a half dozen businesses in Florida. As traditional health insurance gets more expensive, he sees a growth market among employers who are tired of figuring out how to shift those costs. And when employers have to spend more money on benefits packages, that's money not going into an employee's paycheck.
It's essentially a pay cut. That's why between the significant discounts and the fact that it's getting harder and harder to push costs down to employees, we're seeing more and more employers see this as a viable option.
Syed says the first year they made the switch, he saved his company about $150,000. Not that he would be opposed to spending that money if he thought traditional insurance worked.
It would be different for me, really, if we paid a lot of money and the service was great. But this is, you pay a ton of money and the service is horrible and nobody is served properly, and then at the end they still want to see if they can put you in the poorhouse.
But that's not his only reason for leaping into this unusual plan.
We still are a Canadian-owned company. So, and in the Canadian way of doing things, healthcare is a right.
Even if it involves some more phone calls, affording that coverage for his employees, says Syed, is worth it. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.